The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I was today years old when I found out my husband, DJ Automatic, committed a heist.
Oh.
Seriously, good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show from the T-Mobile Studios. My name is Dana Cortez.
The criminal mastermind, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're talking about spying because I changed the Wi-Fi password at our home and I can no longer use the cameras. Automatic is having a meltdown on a daily basis because he can't spy on the neighbors, our daughter, nothing.
The way I have the camera set up, yeah. I could scan the neighborhood and see what's going
literally
on.
Literally scan the neighborhood.
I can see what my daughter's doing. I can see what the dogs are doing. Mm-hmm. I can surveil the house.
Like a prison warden.
Kind of,
That's what he is. He's the king of the next door app, Anthony A. That's what DJ Automatic does. And he's mad at me because I changed the Wi-Fi password and it stopped working.
Tell him what really happened.
We have a second gen Alexa and she is no longer compatible.
Oh. Shut down the entire security system because it's an old Alexa.
Because your Alexa's too old?
Yeah.
Pobrecita, I know.
You're going to have to put her out to pasture.
How old is this Alexa? Is it like?
She's about 6 or 7 years old.
Oh, from 2018. I thought she'd be good though because she was hooked up before till I switched things up.
Yeah, so I guess like 6 or 7 is like what, 65 in Alexa?
She really is.
Crazy. Poor girl.
She's a senior.
She's tired. Yeah. So the heist thing, I can't believe what you just admitted to me and Anthony A.
When I was in Little League, they of course they have a bunch of candy inside the Little League place, and we would go into the Little League concession stand and take boxes of candy.
Was no Alexa camera there.
No, there was not. And I feel so guilty about this. I'm gonna make a donation to Little League.
You
right
need
now.
To what did you take from the Little League concession stand?
I would take like a box of Snickers or something.
If it's a good old American Little League, there's some type of corruption already taking place in there, dude. You know that.
You're right. There's somebody who's already like pocketed some kind of Little League fee or something.
Nobody's stealing from Little League.
Oh, you don't know Little League, do you?
Yeah.
Is it like that for even when they're little?
There's always some parent who was like, you know what? This extra $1,500 would look better in my bank account.
We do need to make a donation then. Anyway, I bought a brand new Alexa.
Yes.
So we'll put our old one out to pasture. We'll delete everything on the app. You have to do that. And we'll hook the new Alexa up. Hopefully it works.
Then I can go back to my warden ways.
There it is.
National Day, Anthony A.
Let's start with National App Day. At one point in time, app was short for appetizers, but now it's short for application.
There's an app.
Yeah. It's celebrating the millions of apps around the world that help us navigate through technology.
What's the app you spend the most time on, DJ Automatic?
Instagram.
100? What about you, Anthony A?
I'm about to say, YouTube.
Okay, all right. You watch YouTube TV all the time. Okay.
And you?
Amazon shopping.
Oh! Well, I didn't want to hear.
We just bought a house on the internet, okay? I'm looking for sales.
And today is National Breakup Day, all right? According to data, this is the one day of the year that has the most breakups.
And
you
I know why.
Break up with Amazon.
No, I know why. Because people don't want to buy a gift for the holidays for someone they're not going to be with after Christmas. Better to do it now anyway than cheat on them. And, well, maybe not. You could end up on a down in a DM.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I was shocked when I found out that UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson was gunned down in Manhattan. We're talking about one of the busiest places on the planet. And the suspect was free for a very long time. No one knew who he was until yesterday. Here are authorities describing his arrest.
Members of the Altoona Police Department arrested Luigi Mangione. The suspect was in a McDonald's and was recognized by an employee who then called local police. Officers recovered a firearm on his person. Additionally, officers recovered a handwritten document that speaks to both his motivation and mindset.
Luigi Mangione is 26 years old. He was valedictorian of his high school. I'm going to play an excerpt from that speech here shortly. He was a graduate of an Ivy League school, University of Pennsylvania. He had a bachelor's and master's in computer science. He worked at TrueCar in their IT department until 2023. They say after that he was no longer employed, but he suffered from chronic back pain. And he'd had some kind of surgery. And after the surgery, his friends say he just kind of ghosted everybody. Even his family was reaching out to his friends on Instagram and Facebook because he hadn't contacted any of them either since June. I mentioned he was valedictorian. Here's an excerpt from that speech he gave.
Thank you all for being here to celebrate Gilman's 116th Founders Day. I'm honored to be speaking to you all today on behalf of the Gilman class of 2016.
What would possess somebody who had so much going for them to do something like this?
Obviously, he was in a lot of pain.
I think he was planning this, though.
Yeah.
I believe he was planning this. He had, you know, he was an avid reader. He had a lot of books that he was posting on Goodreads. He liked Ted Kaczynski's manifesto.
The Unabomber.
Yeah. Yeah, and said that sometimes violence was necessary. What I don't understand, why are women swooning over this man?
It's the Robin Hood feel of him. It's like he's trying to help out the everyday person because, you know, the one thing I hope he does during his trial is put the healthcare system on blast because there's a lot of corporate greed that's going on there.
You're right, but this is not the answer.
No.
You know, Brian Johnson has a family. But
there's a lot of people in pain, and there's a lot of people making a lot of money off of that pain. I'm not saying what he did was right, but he did bring some attention to what's going on in the healthcare industry.
True.
You're right. Automatic.
I feel like this is also just the weird infatuation that pretty people get. Like, he's just pretty people privilege. He's a pretty guy. And this has happened with other criminals in the past. There was that big infatuation with Jeremy Meeks a couple years ago.
Oh, my gosh. The former Crips gang member. He dated Topshop's heiress, Chloe Green, for almost 3 years.
This isn't a women thing either. Like, I know plenty of homies who, like, it's a joke to laugh over hot chicks who have good mugshots. So it's a thing of just some people are just pretty, and they're blessed with that. That's what I think it is.
But I know that Ted Bundy, again, we just talked about people that are pretty, that folks are attracted to. And women used to show up to this man's trial.
And he killed a lot of people.
He did, and in the most sick ways possible. Richard Ramirez, same thing.
What do you think it is? What is the bad boy allure that women are attracted to?
I have no idea because I date you, DJ Automatic. I'm married
I'm definitely
to you,
not a bad
DJ
boy.
DJ Automatic. You've got some bad boy tendencies, though. You're strong, you have a record, but you've been cleared of everything.
Let's make that clear.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you want to play Who's Lying at a future date, you can call us right now, 877-730-DCS1. We have today's contestant on the line. Who is this?
Jason.
Jason, do you want to play Who's Lying?
Sure.
Well, let's do it, Jason. Let's go. All right. So we hope you win. We hope you win. I love this song. All right. So obviously, we want to be your new favorite morning show. In order for us to do that, you need to get to know who we are. We're each going to go around the studio and tell you a little bit about ourselves. Catch is, Jason, somebody in this room is telling a lie. If you guess correctly, you win some Dana Cortez Show merch. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Jason, I'm going to go first. My name is Dana Cortez, and when I was little, I didn't have a bike. And everybody in the neighborhood would go riding bikes, and I would go outside, and I would run after everybody because I just didn't have one. And I still remember my sixth Christmas. I was 6 years old. My mom's good friend, Lewis, knocked on the door, and my Theo Frankie, my Uncle Frankie, helped raise me, opened the door, and Lewis had a pink dirt bike. And I was so happy that I cried. He gave me my first bike.
Oh,
it was the best. And then I got to go right outside and fall and skin my knee.
What up, man? DJ Automatic here. So my family loves to ski. So every year for Christmas, we would actually go to Aspen. We'd rent a spot. We'd stay there for the holidays. It was one of the most beautiful things. The entire family would be there. We'd go out, hit the slopes in the morning, come back, have some hot cocoa, celebrate as a family. I mean, it's one of my best memories.
Hey, that's why you're such a great skier, brother. Yo, what up? Anthony A, and my birthday is on Christmas, actually, and one of the most memorable gifts I got was when my mom gave me a summer birthday time party. She gave me a summer birthday party in July and bought me a flag football set, and all my friends came over and we played flag football. It was my best birthday I had.
All right, so Jason, somebody is telling a lie. We're so good, I don't even know who it is. You guessed correctly, you win the DCS merch. Who's lying?
I say you are because you said dirt bike.
Jason, that's true. I didn't have a bike, and Lewis gave me a pink Huffy dirt bike.
So it was like one of those bikes that it was like a pedal bike that looked like a dirt bike.
Yes, it was a pedal bike that looked like it. It was so cute. It was so amazing. And I'll tell you what, I fell on that bike many times. I still have the scar on my left knee to prove it.
I was actually the liar, DJ Automatic. I do love to ski, and my family will go skiing, but I've never been to Aspen. I used to get all my stuff secondhand, and we used to stay at a trailer when we'd go
to Angel Fire.
Jason, I want to thank you so much for listening and making us your new favorite morning show. It means the world to me. You are not a loser. We call you a non-winner, and you can play again another time.
He feels really great about being a non-winner.
Jason, right? Merry Christmas. We love you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thank you, bye.
You can play Who's Lying another day if you call us up, 877-730-DCS1. And of course, we'll be back with more of the show coming up after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Jamie Foxx is finally responding to all the what happened at the P. Diddy party questions. We are going to play the audio for you right now. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Mos Def celebrating his birthday and Rey Mysterio, also Hailee Steinfeld celebrating birthday as well.
Okay, so Jamie Foxx's new special is out. It's called What Had Happened.
Oh, my God.
I figured he was waiting for the big paycheck to finally talk about Diddy, and I was right. You know, a lot of people thought that maybe he was hospitalized because Diddy might have wanted to hurt him. He was always at these Diddy parties with cameras, and he finally addressed all of the above. Take a listen.
The internet said that Puffy tried to kill me. That's what the internet was saying. I know what you're thinking. Diddy? Hell no. Y'all left them parties early. I was out by 9. Because something don't look right. It's slippery in here.
So that's one thing he addressed, obviously, in the way Jamie Foxx always does, with truth and great comedic timing. And he also, on stage, finally revealed what happened to him that did put him in the hospital. He suffered a stroke, which is what we thought automatic initially, because your brother, who had a skiing accident, very young man, had a stroke. And very similarly was flown off to a hospital and was kind of away for 6 months.
And doesn't remember like a month of his life. And I see here that Jamie Foxx doesn't remember 20 days.
Oh, that's so scary. We're so lucky to have him back on stage.
Yeah, it's really beautiful to see him back in the performance space. Because this isn't even like a stand-up set. It's more of just like a one-man performance. Reminds me of like theatrics, or more of like a theater performance.
Like a monologue. Yeah. He's doing more of a monologue type of thing. I'm just glad he's back. And I can't wait to watch the special. I haven't seen it yet. Have you watched it? Is it hilarious? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In the middle of all of the Jay-Z accusations, Jay, Beyonce, and Blue Ivy all on the red carpet, and we will play the audio of Beyonce right now. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Actor and rapper Mos Def celebrating his birthday. Rey Mysterio also celebrating a birthday, and actress Hailee Steinfeld celebrating her birthday as well.
Beyonce's daughter, Jay-Z's daughter, Blue Ivy, has grown into such a beautiful young child. She is starring in the movie Mufasa, playing Princess Kiara. And Beyonce was just so overwhelmed with love. Here's how she describes seeing her daughter play this role.
Saying Blue as Kiara, hearing her voice come out of that character. Give me a second, because I'm still just, I can't believe that's my baby. She did such a beautiful job, and I can't believe how natural she is. And I'm proud that she's gonna represent so many young brown girls around the world.
Mom Beyonce, Dad Jay-Z stood on the sideline and cheered their daughter on. They're normally the couple on the red carpet. They gave all the shine to Blue Ivy. And I will say, Jay-Z is fighting these accusations tooth and nail.
I think it said a lot for him to be out there in front of the public and taking on the questions and, you know, just being in public.
Especially because he just never is. He's so private. This is a different side of Jay-Z. Ooh. He's being accused of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old child 25 years ago at a VMA after party. He vehemently denies that it happened. He's not saying it didn't happen. He said, I wasn't involved. I wasn't there. I don't know what will come of this, but I'm happy for Blue Ivy. I'm happy that she had her moment. And I'm glad that both parents went despite everything going on, because this is a moment in her life. No matter what, she's a little girl. She wants mom and dad to be present. Just like when you show up to the cheer tournaments, automatic.
No, exactly. She just wants her parents to be there and be involved. And the thing that she said during the interview that I thought was a little different was that she was like, I can't believe I'm in a movie. And I was like, girl, your mom and dad are Jay-Z and Beyonce. You could be in anything you want to be in. They just got to call somebody.
No, that's not true. If you're not good, they're not going to put you in it. Yeah, I guess.
What was that sound again? That's Automatic doing his best Mufasa impersonation.
You think she got preferential treatment because she's Jay-Z and Beyonce's daughter.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of the biggest cola brands has a new flavor, and I'm not so sure how I feel about it. I'll let DJ Automatic tell you more inside food news, hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
All right, so we all know there's a manhunt for the murderer of the United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. A man was arrested. Here are authorities describing who he is and how it went down.
Members of the Altoona Police Department arrested Luigi Mangione. The suspect was in a McDonald's and was recognized by an employee who then called local police. Officers recovered a firearm on his person. Additionally, officers recovered a handwritten document that speaks to both his motivation and mindset.
Inside Crazy Crimes of Passion coming up, we actually have audio of him as he gave his valedictorian speech as well, and we'll discuss in further detail. Interestingly enough, the ladies are swooning over Luigi, and I don't get it because this man is accused of doing something very bad, taking another person's life.
It's that bad boy Robin Hood persona that women love.
I guess so. You can check his photo at Dana Cortez on Instagram and find out what he was reading, and this guy's intelligent. He is a graduate of an Ivy League school. He graduated from the University of Pennsylvania. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Pepsi has a new flavor out. It's called Zero Sugar Gingerbread Cookie Pepsi.
We don't even like gingerbread cookies, and now you're going to put it in a can?
My thing is the zero sugar. Like, come on, add the
Anthony,
sugar.
Thank
if you're going to give me gingerbread, add the sugar. What are you trying to do? I don't even know zero sugar right here.
They're making you jump through a lot of hoops to get this. So the only way you can get this gingerbread Pepsi is you have to go on Pepsi's TikTok shop, and you have to buy 2 10 packs of mini Pepsis, and then they'll give you 1 gingerbread Pepsi.
I predict after the holidays, you will find this at Walmart on sale in the clearance aisle.
And they're wondering why Coca-Cola dominates. come on, this is what are you doing, bro? You don't ever got to do all that to see the Coca-Cola polar bears or Santa Claus drinking
ever,
Coca-Cola
ever, all, Anthony. Bro. And by the way, Coca-Cola, they're the ones that popularize Santa Claus. It's not just a TikTok rumor; it's real.
I did a deep dive on it. It's true.
Oh, all so right. You guys are believing my conspiracy now?
Yes,
Anthony, you were right. Anthony, you were right. Learned it on TikTok. All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, today is National Breakup Day. All right, this is the day to do it. And according to Divorce Data Analytics, this is the number one day to break up in America.
Don't have to buy your person a gift.
That's exactly what it is. You got to
know.
Now.
I know. I mean,
today's the day. Do it if you got it.
If you break up, you might want to find yourself on a rebound dating app. Today is National App Day. So as in applications, not appetizers.
Anthony, are those your favorite apps, dating apps?
No, my favorite app has to be Google Maps.
Google Maps.
if it wasn't for
Thank
Google,
God for Google
bro,
Maps.
I'm on Google Maps heavy, bro.
I'm old enough to have lived before Google Maps.
Oh, what a time.
And then having that map in your car that you had to pull out.
Yeah. You're like the Wild Wild West. You're like, where am I going? I don't even know how I existed. Before that, jeez.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's this fabulous home that was just sold. Literally one of the most expensive homes sold this year. Now, before I tell you how much it sold for, who used to drive around those real fancy neighborhoods when you were little? Automatic Anthony A. This was a pastime in my family.
Yeah. And go look at the big houses?
Oh, Automatic, yes. My nana and my uncle would drive me around, and sometimes we would just do that during Halloween because that's where the big candies were. Whatever the case was, I would look at these houses in awe. And now that I'm older and I think about it, I wonder if the people who live in those houses even appreciate them at all. It's just their normal life, right?
Maybe. It's a little bit of both. I imagine they have the same dreams and aspirations that we all had growing up.
I don't know, because I used to live in a 500-square-foot home, and I was perfectly happy. And now I have a little bit bigger home. And most days, I don't really appreciate it until I really think about what was before, because you get used to your surroundings. You just get used to what you're around. It becomes normal. So when you live in something for a long time, like this 16,000 square foot mansion in the middle of a major city,
dang,
you become accustomed to it. It sold for $24.75 million.
What? That's not a house. That's an estate.
It is an estate.
There's a difference.
That person has been rich since they were born. Like wealthy.
Anthony, you're
born.
Right. That's wealth.
You don't
There's
know
a
that
difference.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, well, we do.
They could be an athlete and come across, you know, a $50 million contract.
Nah. You're not spending half your income on a house.
Some of these guys are making
Soto 50.
Yeah. Juan Soto. $765 million? He's
this,
okay.
This house here is on Willow Wick Road. It just sounds like a fancy street, you know? Right? It sounds like they're going to charge me to drive by.
They got nice Christmas lights over there.
They do. Inside of this home, they have Parisian fireplaces all flown in. They have marble floors from Italy. They have hand-painted wallpaper. What is that? It just seems to
me like, that kind of money, so I don't know.
Like, when you say hand-painted wallpaper, all I think about is like a crayon doodle from a newborn.
Yeah, I've had hand-painted wallpaper like, too.
Like I promise you it doesn't look like that.
They even have a two-story closet.
What? A two-story closet?
Yes, you should see the chandelier in there.
Chandelier's in the closet?
They have chandeliers all over.
Imagine coming out of that one. That's going to be a fun one to come out of that closet.
Oh, I just...
To start your day off, you'd start really feeling wealthy.
It's a baccarat chandelier.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got to act like I know what that was.
I know, I don't either.
The only reason I know what any of this is, though, is because I used to do... My dad owned a pest control and tree service company, and we would do people's estates.
And I know this, DJ Automatic.
And so we would do, you know, celebrities, we'd do business moguls, and some very infamous people. And I got to see all these things. And one thing that I will never forget is I was spraying for bugs, and the woman who owned the house came up to me and she was like, "Don't spray that painting that's on the floor. It's worth over $1 million."
What? She threw a painting on the floor that was worth over
$1 million? It was placed on the floor.
So circling back to the beginning of this conversation, yeah, she didn't appreciate the things, just like I suspected, because it's just her everyday life. She pulls into her house and doesn't feel like it's a big deal.
Pull into her house and she'd have a staff of seven waiting for her.
Meanwhile, I'm outside looking at it in awe.
It just took 3 minutes to realize I'm poor. That's what we're doing.
We're all very poor.
Poor compared to the people that bought this house.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I feel like you've lifted a weight off of your shoulders, DJ Automatic, since earlier you admitted you were involved in a heist as an innocent child.
I was like the John Gotti of candy bars. I was moving weight amongst the school.
But you broke into a Little League convenience. What was it called? The Little League?
It was a concession stand.
Concession stand.
Which was a horrible thing to do, but I'm going to go ahead and admit some more things. I had like a whole candy bar operation going on at this point.
Because you took Snickers, right? From that place.
Were Snickers the high seller?
Do you know which ones were the best seller? Remember those school candy bars that they used to give you?
The World's Finest?
Yes.
Those are hard to get. I'll buy them from you right now.
I found a case of those.
There it
you
is.
I found a case
of those, and I would sell them every day for lunch, and I made a pretty little penny off of those.
Uh-huh.
Damn. I mean, my sixth grade DJ Automatic was a criminal enterprise.
You were an innocent child.
I wasn't a kid doing this, but there was a single mom I was hooking up a couple years ago. I stole two of her son's World's Finest Chocolate.
Oh!
Anthony A!
Did you leave the money for him?
Nah.
Because they're like, that was like $5.
I know. It's still kind of eating me away, but those things are good, dude.
They are so good.
World's Finest Chocolates is the best thing out there. Those things are amazing. They're
Anthony,
beautiful.
That is so horrible. Do you feel bad about that?
No, not at all. I felt fulfilled. You know? I felt fulfilled. Hey, listen.
You needed a snack.
After the caretaking I gave the mom, yeah, you know what? I needed a little snack.
That was your payment?
I needed a little snack.
You got paid in World's Finest.
There it is, dude. I never had an operation like that, but what you're talking about reminds me of my younger brother when he was, actually, I think in middle school, he got my grandma to take him to Sam's Club to buy a big box of hot Cheetos.
Oh.
And then he went to school and started selling hot Cheetos for a dollar cheaper than the student council was.
Oh.
So he got in trouble at school for undercutting the student council when it came to hot Cheeto sales.
That's free enterprise, okay?
Not only that.
It's about a lesson to all the other students.
Why didn't they take that lesson and apply it? Instead of him getting in trouble. This is what's wrong with the public school system. Proof right there. Illegal activities when I was an innocent child, the only thing that really comes to mind, well, there's several, but my cousin Shannon, she was my older cousin, closest thing to a sister I have. She convinced me to walk to the convenience store around the block, take some matches and lighter fluid, and then go back to my apartment and have a campfire.
Oh.
It was so fun. We were dancing around the campfire singing until it got a little out of control. And suddenly, there were three houses on fire. Not the houses, the yards. And then the police got there and the fire department got there. By then, we were inside the house, closed the door, locked it up. And then I remember the knock. And we were so scared. My nana said, "Sit down and be quiet." So we did that. And she answered the door. And police asked, "Do do you know anything about these fires going on in here? And she said, I know nothing, officer. I know nothing.
Have you seen that on TikTok when people are doing that to their parents now?
No.
To see if they're like testing if they would do that for them. Your grandma passed a test.
My nana would be a star on TikTok. 100 absolute star.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.